There's a peculiar ache that comes from scrolling through your phone at midnight. You've just returned from a wonderful weekend getaway, still glowing from the memories, until you see it. A college acquaintance posting from Santorini, a coworker's kitchen renovation that makes your own space feel shabby, a friend's new car with that unmistakable new car gleam. Suddenly, your perfectly lovely life feels like a consolation prize. This isn't just envy. It's something more insidious. It's the quiet theft of contentment, and it's costing us far more than we realize. Welcome to the comparison trap, where social media hasn't just changed how we communicate, it's fundamentally rewired how we measure our own worth. The scroll has become an endless parade of other people's carefully curated victories, and we're left wondering why our behind-the-scenes footage doesn't match their highlight reel. Comparison itself isn't new. The ancient wisdom warning against coveting your neighbor's possessions recognized this human tendency millennia ago. But something fundamental has shifted. Your grandparents had to physically see their neighbor's new car to feel that pang of inadequacy. Today, we carry thousands of neighbors in our pockets, each broadcasting their best moments in real time from across the globe. That coworker's luxury vacation tagged #blessed, she might be drowning in debt. The influencer's perfect home, staged with chaos outside the frame. We're comparing our messy reality to everyone else's carefully edited fiction. We know this intellectually, yet our emotions don't care. When you see someone's promotion, your rational mind knows they're not posting about rejection letters, but your heart still whispers, "Why not me?" This emotional response triggers dangerous behavior. We make financial decisions based on incomplete information, spending money we don't have to close a gap that doesn't exist. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Comparison is a coping mechanism for insecurity. We're not upset about someone else's success, we're wrestling with our own inadequacy. The path forward requires three shifts. First, change your lens. What you see isn't what's real. Many people appearing wealthy are actually broke, while genuine millionaires drive older cars. Second, practice celebration over competition. Their victory doesn't diminish your potential. Third, stop using your parents as a benchmark. They've had decades to build what they have. The most liberating shift, redefine "I deserve it." You deserve what you've planned for and can pay for in cash. Everything else is a future goal, not a current entitlement. Picture your paycheck arriving, but chunks disappear before you see it, to car loans, credit cards, student loans. You're working full-time, but getting part-time money. Debt doesn't just cost dollars, it costs choices. The trap starts innocuously. At 18, student loans feel inevitable, credit cards feel free, and everyone says it's normal. Then comes the real car, the house with minimal down payment, and suddenly monthly payments dictate every decision. The vicious cycle. Debt forces you to ask, "Can I afford the monthly payment?" rather than, "Can I actually afford this?" A $40,000 car becomes only $600 a month. When life throws curveballs, job loss, medical emergencies, economic downturns, those payments become anchors dragging you under. The path out requires confronting an uncomfortable truth. Debt was a choice, which means escape is also a choice. Start with a $1,000 emergency fund, then attack debts smallest to largest using the debt snowball method. This approach addresses behavior, not just math. Quick wins keep you motivated when the journey feels impossible. The word budget sounds restrictive, but the paradigm shift reveals it's actually about permission. Think of marathon training. Runners see their plan as a roadmap to success, deciding in advance which days to run and when to rest. Your budget is your financial training plan, telling your money where to go before it disappears into unconscious spending. The magic happens when you realize a budget gives you permission to spend guilt-free in prioritized areas. Want to spend $200 on a nice dinner? If it's budgeted, enjoy every bite. The key is the zero-based approach. List your income, then assign every dollar a job, giving, saving, spending, until you reach zero. No ambiguous leftover money that mysteriously vanishes. Many people report feeling like they got a raise after budgeting, not from earning more, but from finally seeing where money actually goes. Those $10 and $5 purchases add up to hundreds monthly, money now redirected toward what truly matters. Money arguments predict divorce more reliably than almost any other factor. Not because money itself is the problem, but because it reveals your values, priorities, fears, and insecurities. When two people bring different financial histories into marriage, conflict is inevitable. She finds joy in experiences, he finds security in growing balances. Neither is wrong, they're just different. Separate bank accounts poison financial unity. The "that's mine and this is yours" mentality destroys intimacy and breeds resentment. Marriage means becoming one unit, spiritually, emotionally, and financially. Joining accounts creates necessary vulnerability and accountability, building trust through transparency. The solution? Budget together, dream together, decide together. Find regular time to discuss money openly. Listen first, speak second. His pride might be wounded by struggles. Her security might feel threatened. Acknowledge these feelings rather than dismissing them. Living paycheck to paycheck turns every unexpected expense into a crisis. We postpone saving like we postpone exercise, always planning to start next month, while immediate demands crowd out this necessity. Here's what changes everything. Saving isn't deprivation, it's creating options. When your car breaks down with $1,000 in the bank, it's an inconvenience. With nothing saved, it's a catastrophe that might cost you your job. Start with that $1,000 emergency fund, not $5,000 or 3 months of expenses, just $1,000. Sell items online, skip restaurants for a month, cut entertainment, take a temporary second job. Do whatever it takes to hit this goal fast. Once you're debt-free except your mortgage, increase your emergency fund to 3 to 6 months of expenses. This becomes your foundation, the buffer that lets you sleep at night knowing you can handle whatever life throws at you. In a world that monetizes comparison, choosing contentment is radical. Every advertisement and social media post is designed to make you feel insufficient, that your life would be complete with just one more thing. But the finish line keeps moving, and the comparison game is rigged. Real wealth isn't having the most, it's having enough and knowing it. It's spending money on what genuinely matters to you, not what impresses others. It's the freedom to be generous and live without constant financial stress. This journey requires confronting hard truths, that debt steals your future, that your spending habits might not align with your values, that contentment is a daily choice, but the reward is a life lived on your terms. Close the app, stop scrolling, look around at your actual life, the people you love, the roof over your head, the opportunities before you. Choose gratitude over comparison. The only life you can actually live is your own, and it's time to start living it fully.